And if nothing else in this show, if this has helped anybody create a deeper connection with someone in their lives, whether a child, a friend, another family member, a coworker, a stranger, by letting themselves be known to each other and accepting each other for who they really are, I'd be psyched. That would be an incredible success story. Even one interaction. Because every little moment, every action we take, every small unit of goodwill that we put out into the world has the possibility of snowballing into something even bigger. And that's what I truly hope for. Hi, this is Jim Young, and you're listening to a special solo season-ending episode of Expansive Intimacy. Welcome to Expansive Intimacy. I'm your host, Jim Young, and I'm on a quest to help men like you and me discover how to apply intimacy to unlock new, expansive versions of success in your relationships, your work, and your life. With each episode, we'll take another deep dive into the intimacy toolkit to show you how you can enhance your emotional intelligence, leadership abilities, and relationship skills. So settle in and open up, because it's time to get intimate. Hello, everybody. Thank you for checking out Expansive Intimacy, listening in to this show that dives into a topic that doesn't get talked about a lot. And as I say in the weekly show intro, I've been on a quest to help people discover how to apply intimacy and unlock their lives in their work, in their relationships, and beyond through the use of a varied set of tools that intimacy provides for life. And this quest is taking a turn for me. I didn't know exactly how this show would unfold. This is the 41st episode, and I thought this show might go for hundreds of episodes, or maybe it would go for 10. And here we are at 41, and I've reached the end of a season. Literally, this is going to be the last episode of what I'm calling Season 1 of Expansive Intimacy, the podcast. It's also a follow-on season to the book I wrote by the same title, Expansive Intimacy, How Tough Guys Defeat Burnout, both of which were kind of unexpected. I didn't ever set out to explore the topic of intimacy. It kind of just came upon me one day, and then I realized how important it was for me. And I didn't expect to write a book. I didn't expect to do a podcast. And something else recently happened that was unexpected. After several years of working independently and bringing ideas like intimacy out into the world through helping leaders in organizations, not necessarily telling them I was going to be talking about intimacy with them, but underlying everything that I did, I was bringing intimacy into that work. A few months ago, I realized that I wanted to jump back into a senior leadership capacity with an organization I'd been working with that values it. Even if they don't use the word, they value intimacy. It's a really special opportunity for me to continue that quest in a different way. One of the downsides of that change is that I need to take a break from the show. And I don't know if that break will be a permanent break, if this show will come back for season two, or if a different show will take its place someday. So anyways, I've been really honored and blessed to have so many people tune in and listen to the show and send me notes of how it's affected them. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with people in your lives. Over the course of this mini quest, over the past just about year that I've been conceiving of and then producing this episode on a near weekly basis for almost a year, we've covered a lot of topics. That quest has brought us through topics that I knew I was going to talk about, like the really deep realities of how shame and fear bring us into places where we have to confront the challenges in our lives and we have to get intimate. and how those can be powerful and actually helpful, even though we don't want to talk about them. I've talked with folks about personal growth and how, as leaders, we can embrace things like intimacy, topics like intimacy that don't seem like they belong in the workplace, and how those become incredible assets for us. A lot of the focus of the show has been on helping men find other ways to bring their manhood forward, ways that the culture and society haven't traditionally valued, that are so healing and so helpful, and that can help with mental health and burnout struggles that often simmer underneath the surface and then blow up. It's one of the big reasons why I wanted to do this show. I also had an episode or two where the topic of grief and grieving came up, and I'm doing my own little bit of grieving right now around having to step aside from the show for however long. And talking openly about things like grief and grieving to me is sorely needed in a society where everybody is carrying at least one small secret that if others knew it would break their hearts. We need to grieve more. It's an intimate act. It's a really generous act to be there for someone else's grieving. I was also unsurprised to know that we hit on some other sides of the spectrum, like humor. We talked about improv comedy as a vehicle for developing intimacy in a couple of the episodes. I even talked with an expert on intimacy in one of the episodes who had taught me through his teachings, through conversations I'd had with him, through a book that he had written, through some other materials that he'd produced, that intimacy is about connection with others. And that it's actually defined as something that exists between multiple people. And one of the cool things about this quest, one of the things that I have learned in the course of doing this show, because I've heard it from multiple guests, is that they help me see that intimacy is with ourselves too. In fact, that it may start there for many or most of us. One of my guests had a great mnemonic, into me see. Into me see as a way to look at intimacy. And I think the biggest takeaway that I have from doing this show over the past year is that intimacy and the show Expanse of Intimacy, putting this out into the world for me was about letting myself be known for who I am. For many of us, that's a really hard thing to do. We have constructed stories that have been given to us by the world around us that say who we are supposed to be. As a mentor of mine once said, don't let the world should all over you. And yet it happens all the time. You should wear this, you should like that, look like that. You should have this kind of job, car, house, etc. And that pulls us away from who we are at our core, our own intimate understanding of who we are and who we want to be in the world. Remember a crystal clear moment sitting in an Al-Anon recovery meeting a decade ago, another topic that came up several times during the course of the season. One of the wise men in that room shared something simple for me that was really healing and powerful because for a long time I had feared being rejected for who I am. I feared being rejected for being sensitive, for being a guy who craves intimacy. And what he said is acceptance is the opposite of rejection. If you look it up in a thesaurus, the antonym of rejection is acceptance. Accepting who we are at our core and allowing others to know us, to truly know us, is a huge gift. It's a huge way for us to connect. It is the path to intimacy. Giving that gift back, allowing others to be known for who they truly are, is a way to expand intimacy. And if nothing else in this show, if this has helped anybody create a deeper connection with someone in their lives, whether a child, a friend, another family member, a coworker, a stranger, by letting themselves be known to each other and accepting each other for who they really are, I'd be psyched. That would be an incredible success story. Even one interaction. Because every little moment, every action we take, every small unit of goodwill that we put out into the world has the possibility of snowballing into something even bigger. And that's what I truly hope for, is that we connect, we appreciate each other. The Irish poet Oscar Wilde has many wonderful quotes, some of which I live by. And one of them is, "Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken." I would love for you today, even just for the next 5 minutes, to be fully yourself, to not put on any constructed identities that you think you're supposed to have, to just truly drop into who you are, let somebody know that, accept yourself, and see if you can expand intimacy just a little bit. Thank you so much for the privilege of being able to take a little bit of your time with these messages, these conversations over the past several months. And I wish you continued expanding intimacy in your life. Thanks so much. All right, thank you for joining in for another episode of this long-running conversation where we're exploring how intimacy can affect our lives in all sorts of positive ways, whether in our personal relationships, at work, with our friendships and our parenting and beyond. And with all that in mind, I have two questions for you before we wrap up. First, what's one thing you heard on today's episode that could help you start to expand the intimacy in your life? Either some kind of discovery you might do internally or some step you might take towards another person. Second, who's somebody that you thought of during today's episode? Somebody who popped into your mind that maybe could benefit from hearing this conversation as well. Would you consider sharing the episode with them right now? Be a fantastic way to continue expanding intimacy to even more people. Lastly, I have a bunch of other resources available for folks who want to continue exploring intimacy, starting with my book, Expansive Intimacy: How Tough Guys Defeat Burnout. I have a bunch of other resources that I'd be happy to share with folks. Just reach out to me, jim@thecenteredcoach.com, and I'd be happy to help you on that path as well. I hope you'll be back next week for another episode of Expansive Intimacy.